My name's Casey. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, guys. Oh, did you want to do that?
Yeah.
That's so weak. Anyways, my sobriety date is March 8th of 2010. I've been living in this town for about 3.5 years. Bear with me if I stumble over my words and like my voice gets really shaky. It's just because I'm nervous as shit. I hate public speaking. I suck so hard at it. Anyways, so I guess I'm just supposed to talk about fun. I guess I have a good amount of it. I don't know. I think like the main thing that I remember from when I was like out there like using and drinking, a lot of things that I like held dear to my heart were like kind of fell by the wayside. The outdoors is like a huge part of my life. It has been for quite some time. I remember at a young age, you know, my parents didn't really feel like dealing with my shit, so they sent me away to go live in the woods for the summers, and it was in those summers that I really kind of developed this just like greater understanding of like the world around me and like the earth's energy, which is like a huge part of my spirituality today. Fast forward fucking however long, you know, once I started like experimenting with like drugs and alcohol, like that kind of fell by the wayside. Let me backtrack a little bit too. Skiing is like a huge part of my life. I know I picked like, hey. I moved out to Colorado to go to college, but prior to that, I remember a long time ago, my parents took me skiing in Colorado when I was like 4 or 5. They strapped these tiny little skis on me, and they just kind of pushed me down the mountain. And when they caught up to me, my mom, you know, I think she had this kind of realization. And when she took me to college, she said, you know, it was at that moment that I realized, like, you were going to end up out here. And when you did, like, you would never come back. And that statement has never been more true. And that was something that I love to do, and I still love to do. And, like, by the grace of God and, like, this program, like, I get to do it as much as I can fucking get off work. And that's, like, a lot of fun for me. And it's, like, a great way for me to, like, stay in, like, that conscious contact. I just love skiing. I think like, I don't know. For me, it's like, you know, there's a lot of fun in like being outdoors and like sharing that experience like with your friends. But I think like the biggest thing for me is that like I see a power greater than myself as this like cyclical nature, like the earth's energy, and it like moves in and through us and around us. And it is something that is inherent within every single person in this room. And if we can tap into that, and if we can become a part of that and use that for good instead of like using it for like evil and like selfish and self-seeking motives, then like we are making a contribution not only to this program, but to like our species. Not entirely sure what that has to do with fun and sobriety, but I just really felt like saying that. I don't know. I was a pretty, like, I've been an extroverted guy most of my life. I really like to dance. I really like these YPAW conferences. This has got to be, like, my 10th or 12th. If this is your first YPAW conferences, welcome. Like, they're fucking awesome. And just, like, being in like, the, I don't know what the fuck it's called. The big room with all the people, and then everybody's like doing the shit and like feeling that energy. Like it's such an incredible experience, and it really fucking like charges me up. So like these conferences are like a big part of like why I stay in this program. Like meeting all these people and like looking at all these like fresh young faces, like ready to get out there and give it a shot. I don't know. I don't think that there's anything on this planet I am incapable of doing. If I like have my God and like my like best interests like in my heart, I don't think that life is anything to shy away from. I don't think that it, just because you're sober doesn't mean that, like, you cannot go out there and, like, have a kick-ass time, you know? Like, the biggest thing that I've realized is that, like, I've spent so many years, like, robbing myself of an opportunity to, like, experience life on life's terms, you know? I wasted a good majority of my 20s just being really sad and pathetic and lonely, you know? And I'm sure you guys all know what that feels like, you know? That just, like, crushing loneliness and that, like, inability to, like, relate to another human being and that inability to, like, express yourself, because, like, when we numb one thing, we numb everything. And I don't think that's what life is about. I think life is about experiencing everything to its fullest potential and, like, truly understanding, like, what it is to be, like, alive and on this planet. And every experience is an opportunity to learn and grow, is the one thing that I have found in this program. And I don't know. I think, like, I don't have, like, 15 to 20 minutes is not enough time to, like, tell y'all about, like, the amazing experiences I've had in this program. You know, from, like, ski trips to, like, backpacking trips to, like, dances to concerts to, like, compulsively, like, watching Netflix and, like, playing video games, like, till my fucking eyes bleed. Like, it's all, like, a part of, like, my journey, and I'm so grateful for, you know what I'm talking about. It's all a part of my journey, and I'm so grateful for it. And, like, I don't know, it's just, it's a kick-ass ride, and I'm really grateful to be here, and it's been 6 minutes. Okay, Jesus. It's been like 8. Okay, sweet. I can stretch this out. I don't know, like, meeting new people and traveling is also, like, a huge part of, like, my program. You know, as I stated before, like, we shied away from the world, and, like, I mean, like, just looking around, like, there's so many young people in here, and you guys have, like, your entire life, and I'm not, like, trying to speak from a place of, like, I'm better than you because I'm this age or that I have this much time. I'm just saying, like, we all have an opportunity to, like, fucking get after it. And, like, there's nothing stopping us except for ourselves. And, like, I find time and time again, like, it's not, like, outside sources. It's not people and places and things. It's not fear. Like, when we get below all of that shit, it's ourselves and our own insecurities and our inability to, like, have the courage to, like, move through these uncomfortable situations that, like, really block us from, like, enjoying, like, life to the fullest, you know? And, like, I don't know. I don't have that much time on this earth. Like, in the grand scheme of things, like, we are here for, like, a fucking split second. If you look at, like, the average lifespan of a human being and you compare that to, like, the entirety of, like, this planet's existence, it is, like, a fraction of a fraction. It is so small. And, like, I don't know, I was watching this YouTube video of, like, are my life, like, in jelly beans? And I know that sounds, like, really strange. You guys should all look it up. It's really cool. But, like, basically, like, every day of our lives is, like, one jelly bean, and we have, like, a shitload of jelly beans. And at the end of, like, taking shits and, like, going to work and, like, eating and, like, sleeping and, like, all that stuff, we have about, like, 2,000 days, roughly, give or take, depending on, like, if you're worse off than others, I don't know. and it like really struck a chord, like, when I heard that message, because, like, with those 2,000 days, like, I want to enjoy my time on this planet to, like, the best of my ability. And I really, because, like, it's all a learning experience. Like, none of it is good, none of it is bad, none of it is right, none of it is wrong. It is all just, like, an experience and an opportunity to, like, grow spiritually. And that's, like, what this program is, like, founded on. This program is, like, founded on, like, character development, spiritual growth, all of this shit. Like, I have to do it. If I don't do this on a daily basis, I'm gonna fucking die. You know? And, like, to anybody else who's not in this room, and I say this room figuratively, not literally, might not understand that or look at that as just like, well, that kind of sucks, but like, it's awesome. Like, my life being contingent on, like, my conscious contact and my spiritual growth, it means that I get to continue moving forward every single day of my life. And, like, I don't know. I hope that, like, and this all pertains to, like, having fun in sobriety and, like, understanding that, like, I don't know. It's just, it's such a trip. Like, if you guys, like, if you guys can, like, take a step back and, like, look at y'all's lives and, like, the direction that it's headed, or the direction that it could head, like, it's incredible. And it, like, gets me so fired up just, like, thinking about, like, the things that I've accomplished in the short time that I've been sober. Like, I'm a fucking therapist at a treatment center, which is retarded. But it's, like, but it's awesome. Like, I get to do these things, and I get to carry the message, and I get to help people out with their fucking problems. You know what I mean? And that's, like, fun to me in a weird way. I don't know. And, like, I've gotten to, like, guide backpacking trips, like, in the most beautiful places in this country. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. There's... can't say enough good things about this program and the life that I'm living. I'll pass with that.
Now we're going to hear from Tara W.
Hi, my name is Tara W. and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey,
Tara.
Hi. Love you, Tara. Lots and lots and lots.
Thanks. And I just want to start by saying it's going to be great because this recording is not going to know what's going on right here, and I just feel so much better with these on. I'm pretty sure that I was a cat in a past life. Oh, no, I just let go a cat out of the bag secret. So, okay, now everyone knows. I really vibed with what Casey was saying. Like, there's this part in the back of the 12 and 12, and I say it a lot, but it says, it's in one of the traditions, and it basically is a story going on about how when AA was first starting, the groups were making lots and lots of rules for their groups. Like, you know, we have the rules like no cross-talking or, you know, share in your own experience, strength, and hope, but there were tons, you know, and rigid guidelines. And at the end, some guy was decided to be sarcastic, and he made up a new rule, and it said, don't take yourself too damn seriously. And I really like, I enjoy that that's in the literature, because that's like the entire idea of this, to be free from like the bondage of having to acquire alcohol and having to drink it 24/7 to be okay, and having to, you know, having to do all these things that we didn't want to do, that we would never in our right minds do, to feel, and it stops even being fun at all, and it just starts to become daily, yes.
Keep talking.
And it starts to become a daily thing. And, you know, if we weren't sober right now, we wouldn't be able to.
You're so bright.
Enjoy it. It's so bright in here. It just got brighter. Anyways, yeah, you know, I'm off track. So, yeah. We get to laugh nowadays. And I don't know. It's been a journey. And it's been a journey of a lot of hardship and a lot of me thinking that things are so hard that I can't possibly laugh at them, or me taking myself way too seriously to be goofy around my friends, or like me saying I have to work all the time, I can't have fun, or I don't have a car at the moment, I can't have fun, or I'm in a house, I can't have fun. And like, none of those are true. Like, my experience comes to show. And it's like really only by this journey that I've been able to see where in my life that I, where I was more interested in attaining selfish things than having fun or actually living life. Like, I think it says in the book somewhere that, like, I was really just afraid of living, and I was, like, on my way to dying. I'm paraphrasing. And, all of my life preservation skills had been, have been completely, you know, shut off. And, it really has been a journey, because I've been trying to do this for 4 years, you know? And it's always been, me getting to a place and then slowly stopping everything that I've been doing. No matter how much, you know, how many friends I have, how many things that, you know, have gone better in my life. Like, I always just, like, cratch it down on my head because I didn't have a proper solution and I wasn't working toward a goal. And my idea of fun before was, like, sitting around watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force laughing crazily, like, wow, cool, that's funny. And, like, not doing anything. I mean, spending hours and hours and hours. And, like, my life, you know, had become so bland and dull that, like, picking up alcohol was, you know, like, I was trying. It was so same crap, different day, you know? Like, I get to have brand new perspectives on the world because, like, I'm sober and none of my senses are dulled. Everything seems to be like a sense experience now, you know? Like, I can hear things in people's voices that I wasn't able to before, you know? Like all of this perspective has, like, opened up to me. And I don't have to take everything so seriously because of it. And I've done a lot of like things in sobriety that, you know, are supposedly fun, but I was absolutely miserable because my alcoholism, like, I'm not getting what I want right now, and so I hate the world, I hate all of you, and I don't, you know, I refuse to have fun. You guys aren't gonna make me, and I'm just gonna sit here in all my self-pity, and, you know, and then there have been times where I'm just sitting around with my friends where we're just laughing so hard that we're crying, and, like, I'm not at the Grand Canyon, you know, having fun, and I'm not, like, you know, I'm not going out and doing and going bowling and having fun. Like, some of my funnest times in sobriety have just been, like, that true connection that I get to have with people, and it's only been because I've done the steps and because I've taken a good look at myself that I can see, you know, where I struggle in and what I can do to, like, open up my horizons and to not stop being so closed-minded. Because I like to put expectations on things. Like, you know, the last dance I went to, I'm going to rage it. I'm going to have so much fun. Like, glow sticks, like, lights and bumping bass and all that jazz. And then, you know, I went there and I wasn't in a good headspace. And I just walked around and I'm like, I can't. I'm scared to talk to anyone. I don't, you know, like, I'm totally not having fun. The music's not loud enough. I just feel totally disconnected. And, you know, I get to see, and, like, a perfectly great experience was, like, ruined by my alcoholism. And I went to ASCII Paul last year, and it's a blast if you let yourself have fun, you know? And a lot of it has been me letting go of the expectations that I set, because in all reality, I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know how I'm going to react to situations, and I don't quite know what's going to happen and how people are going to treat me. And so, like, why should I put all of these, like, think way too much and completely down to the minute details, like, figure out what a scenario is going to look like, and then it just comes crashing down on my head because, you know, because I wasn't letting it be as it should. And I wasn't just being in the present moment and experiencing it. I have fun nowadays talking about cats and Pokemon. And I have fun having these ridiculously outlandish, like, abstract conversations that, like, pretty sure travel out to, like, the galaxy and back in a few minutes. And I have fun, this way of life, it's a lot easier to do those things. I just have to keep reminding myself to let go. To let go of my prior expectations and to let go of, you know, like, sometimes I pray and I'm just like, I'd like to set aside prayer. Please help. Wait. Huh? Set aside, yeah, I set aside everything I think I know about whatever. And I'll say it about whatever, about how my work day is going to be. Everything, anything I think I know about how this is, I'm going to experience this. Because in all actuality, like, I don't. Like, I'm a human, and I have alcoholism, which seems to make everything just that much tougher. But you know, like, I get to see things in a different light nowadays. Before I didn't. Everything was dimmed. Like, all the colors were dimmed. Everything was just bland, and I couldn't laugh for anything. I remember my first time when I was in rehab, having that gut laugh, you know, where your whole body tingles and you're just like doubled over and you're like, I can't breathe. Oh no. Like, I'm gonna die. What is this feeling? Because I remember that, you know, and like that stuff sticks with me when the obsession starts again, or then that stuff sticks with me when, you know, I have mass amounts of fear, and like I tend to know that everything's gonna be okay. But yeah, the point of all of this program, it's like something much bigger than any of us can imagine. Like, it's gonna be cool going to the main speaker meeting and seeing all of the people that have this life and vitality and energy and have all of this, like, the will to work on themselves. And all of us, all of the fun that's gonna be had here, it's gonna be fantastic. And I'm really grateful that I'm sober today, and I'm grateful that I don't have to take anything seriously, and and I'm also grateful that the lights went off and came back on, and that everyone was still sitting here, and that people didn't just disappear. And then we'd all have to solve a mystery, and Masky Pop would be ruined. So I'm done.
Now we're going to hear from Anna H.
Hi, my name's Anna, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, no! Thank you. I liked the thank you response to that. I'm stealing that. Thank you. I love you too. Okay, so I said my name is Anna. My sobriety date is September 6, 2008. So God willing, next weekend I will have 6 years. I got sober when I was 23, but I can safely say that at 29, this is the most fun that I've had in my sobriety probably ever. I was having dinner with a girlfriend a couple nights ago, and we were just talking, and an old gentleman walked by, and he was like, "You ladies are having way too much fun." I walked away and I looked at her and I was like, "I'm your fun friend." And she just like that too. And she's a really serious person, and she was just mildly amused. But so then we're walking out of the restaurant, and I told her I was speaking on a panel, and she asked what the topic was, and I told her having fun in sobriety, and she looks at me and she's like, "Really? You don't have any friends." Right? Which isn't true entirely, but I don't have like a whole bunch of people around me all the time. And that's okay. So then I got kind of paranoid, and I went home and looked up the definition of fun. Which is fun for me. Like, that is fun for me to do, by the way. And what it means is amusement, or experiencing amusement, enjoyment, and pleasure. And after I read that, I was like, cool, I'm good, because I have all of that on a pretty regular basis. And what I would add for that, at least for me as an alcoholic, is that fun is experiencing amusement, pleasure, and enjoyment without causing harm to someone else, right? Because I can do those three things and cause a ton of harm while doing it, harm to others or myself for that matter. So I liked that. That sat well with me. And I'll say this, it wasn't, for me, when I got sober, it wasn't about, I wasn't worried about, like, the party being over, really, even though I was 23, that I didn't have a ton of fun in my addiction. I know some people have that as part of their story. The closest I got to that, like, whenever I drink with my sister, I'd be like, we're on vacation, because somehow that would make it, like, okay that I was drinking at a really inappropriate time. And the other favorite phrase was like, what does it even really matter? I said that all the time too. And like, that was to me fun. Like, that was me trying to be carefree, right? And when in reality, it was like the most chained down I've ever been in my life, was in my addiction. But the interesting thing is that even prior to sobriety, like, or before I was really bad in my addiction, I wasn't having fun. Like, as a kid even, I was just a very miserable, weird, dark child. And like, not all the time, again, I'm being a little dramatic, but my self monster was huge as a kid. Like, I was, like, a fun trip could be made miserable by me getting paranoid about the thing on the gas tank going towards E and being afraid we were going to run out of gas, be stranded on the side of the road, someone was going to come attack the car, we'd all be dead, da 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 da, right? That was a family, that was like a regular occurrence for me, like this story that was made up, taking a pleasurable activity, something that's supposed to be fun, and turning it into like this just horrific thing that's going to occur. So this is before addiction, this is before any of that stuff happened. As a kid, I didn't really understand the finding enjoyment in life thing. Everything was big and scary, and it was all fear. So I think everyone in this room can probably relate to that in some way or the other, like fear just taking over everything. That was there. So addiction, that gave me was some freedom from self-monster at times, but overall just created a whole bunch of ton more problems, and ended up with me mostly isolating myself at the end there, which was definitely not fun, and being completely miserable. So then you come to the rooms, and you see all these people, not all these people, but a lot of people happy, and in my mind, it was like, that is never going to be me. I was pretty convinced of that, because fear came back tenfold. Anything that I had leading up to addiction that I thought was fear was now just amplified, because now I'm expected to know how to do life, right? Because I'm over the age of 18. But I'm clueless. I'm clueless how to talk to you. I'm clueless how to, like, just sitting in my own skin is so painfully uncomfortable, right? Like, I want to unzip myself, crawl out, and jump into you, right? Like, I just want to be anybody but me. And so that meant that if I wanted any idea of, or any, and then people kept promising that things would get better, that I could be happy. And a guy once explained to me in a meeting that there was a difference between being happy and having serenity, and that I should actually strive more for serenity versus happiness. That always sat with me. And so I just trusted these people that told me that they came in looking like me and that they got better. And that was hard to do. I cried like every day for 9 months in some way or another, whether that was like sobbing like most of the day, or just like somebody tells me your hair's out of place and it just makes me have a fit, right? Because I don't know how to react. So it was a struggle at first. I remember my first like outing in sobriety. I was living in Appleton, Wisconsin at the time, and we went to a coffee shop, and it was like the most terrifying thing ever. Just simple, going to get coffee with a group of people, and I have to do this sober. And it was awful, but I did it anyway because people told me just to do it. Even if I didn't want to, just do it anyway. And over time, and what's going on there is, yes, I'm sober, but self is still there because I haven't done the steps yet. And it's telling me, like, you're not worthy. They don't want you here anyway. Like, all the stories, right? Starting from as a kid, even, just, again, disaster, 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 run. But I decided to do the other thing, which is work the steps. And as much as I hate that that's the solution sometimes, it is. So working the steps and losing self in that process. And as a result of that, I get to be free. And as a result of that, I get to not be so scared all the time. And as a result of that, I also get to know myself, right? And that didn't just come from the steps. That came from, like, trying new things, even if I was terrified. Going to a yoga studio, even though I think I'm going to look dumb and everybody's going to judge me for I can't do down dog right or whatever, right? Like, all the stuff that we make up. But we have, instead of, and then you get to learn to laugh at those thoughts too. Like, that's the coolest thing is when we get to laugh at self and what's going on up here. And then it isn't so serious. And it's like, oh, I can show up and go to this yoga class even though I'm terrified and then keep doing it and eventually become a yoga instructor and teach in front of people. Even though fear has ruled my life for 23 plus years, I can do those things today and find pleasure out of it. And it's just doing new things even when you're scared and not judging what makes you happy. That's the other thing. I remember growing up, I thought my parents were so lame. And I know a lot of kids experience that, like, right? It's your parents. But they were sober. They were both in AA. And I thought that they were miserable because they didn't do what my other friends' parents did, which was, like, drink and have these parties and, like, whatever. And that just was what they did, like going to Door County and staying in a hotel for a weekend and being away from us kids or whatever. Like, that was what was fun for them. And as a kid, you don't get that. But who am I to judge that for anybody, you know? Who am I to say that, like, what brings you pleasure or joy or whatever isn't? It might not be what it is for me, but if it's not causing harm to yourself or another person, like, go for it, you know? And that also takes courage. You know, I think it takes a lot of courage to do what your passion, whatever that passion is. And it can be super scary. I'm not saying my life is, like, not full of fear and that I don't get grumpy and that I'm this ray of sunshine. But for the most part, it's not, like, miserable, and I get to have a pretty amazing experience. But you got to be patient in that too. Certainly be patient. I know that more will be revealed for me as my journey continues. So I think that's all I got. I'll pass. Thanks.
Does anyone have any questions for the panelists?
No.
Okay.
Not one question.
Nothing.
What's up?
So you said you heard somebody explain to you, like, to strive more for serenity more than happiness. Mm. Could you, like, go off on how you experience that?
Sure.
I mean, like, what that really means to you?
Yeah, that's a good question. My favorite thing to say was, I just want to be happy. I would say that over and over again, especially when I was, like, crying and miserable. I would say, I just want to be happy. And So to me, happiness was like this smiling, constantly joyful, rainbows everywhere, like, kind of person, right? And that's not realistic. That's not realistic because life is life and things are gonna happen that your appropriate reaction is sadness or maybe anger, you know? That's life. Whereas with serenity, if I'm striving more for I want serenity, it's, to me I gotta get that from God for one. So that directs me straight there. Which I didn't want to hear. and then also, the best way I can describe it. Okay. So 9 months sober, I was driving from Waupaca, I don't know if anybody's probably don't know where that is. All right, Danny. Waupaca, Wisconsin, back to Appleton. And it was the end of summer, so it was beautiful outside. And I had awareness of the fact that my brain had stopped. That stuff that was going on was gone, like completely for a moment. And I was at peace, like I was serene, and that brought more joy and excitement to me than happiness. Am I making sense? Like that was what I was going for, to strive towards anyway. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yep.
Questions for Tara. Tara, what was the funnest time in sobriety that you've ever had?
I've ever had.
Yep.
Well, isn't like the definition of fun like F is for friends who do stuff together? N is for anywhere and anytime at all. Yeah. So, anyways, there's none specific time that I can like trace back. Like I've had. It's usually when I feel the most, like, communion with people, you know? And when, like, my fear of people drops away, and I can just, like, be my authentic self from my gut. Like, I can't explain exactly when. Like, moments happen at work. Moments happen... Sometimes when I'm reading my 12 and 12 to my sponsor, I just start cracking up laughing out of nowhere. Because there's some funny stuff in that if you really look. But there's, and then like there's some times when I'm alone and walking somewhere and I just start laughing out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, for none reason really, except that like, wow, I'm alive and sober. Like, I wish I had some sort of like, you know, crazy story about, I don't know, about learning witchcraft and like turning into an actual cat and then like going on a crazy adventure to like a different land and coming back to tell my story, but it hasn't happened yet, but I'm pretty sure it's in the promises, so yeah, thank you for your question. Thanks.
Any more questions? All right, we have reached the end of the meeting. If you could all help me close with the responsibility pledge.